Good morning.
Good morning.
Time 9:02. Okay, we're good to go. Good morning. So this is my first time leading a service at St. Nicholas. I'd like you to be kind. Good morning. We've got a little bit of an announcement. Straight off the bat, really. There's a birthday. Does anybody want to own a birthday?
Then you wouldn't perchance be talking about me when you
fly. Oh! It's Max's birthday! Now, is it today or was it smart people?
It's today. It's today.
Birthday of the church is the birthday of Max. How good is that?
So we can't sing.
Happy birthday.
Are you sure? Oh, yeah. Well, I can.
But Roger can.
What's up?
And I think what we can do is a rousing clap to the tune and he's going to do the fingers, so that's good.
You can probably say Max under your mask at the appropriate
we
moment.
We can sign it. Joy, do you want to come and sign Happy
oh,
Birthday?
Sign Max.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear friend. Happy birthday to you.
That'll teach you to go on Facebook.
One where we experience our risen Lord through the Spirit of His presence in our lives today. And I would like us to be bold in that expectation of how we experience the Spirit in our lives. And I think there's a journey of holy Christian faith. Your experience of the Spirit peaks and troughs. In my own life, I can very clearly feel the Spirit. And then actually I remind myself and think, oh, I haven't prayed ahead of my Bible. I haven't had that experience of the Spirit. And I think that's a reassurance, that's very natural. But I think the promise today on this Pentecost Sunday is that we will have that expectation of welcoming the Spirit within our service. Having that direct experience of feeling that Spirit. And what I really like up here, what I really want you to do is I want you to think about your previous signs and wonders. Over the service, I want you to think about how you've been touched by the Spirit across your faith journey. Examples of me this week were I was just kind of praying for things that I just never thought would happen. And I don't know if you have that within your own mind, where you're like, well, this isn't going to happen, I may as well pray for it whether. And I prayed for it's July's 12th year anniversary today. And I prayed for my marriage, because actually it wasn't, we were grumpy at one another. And I thought, well, that's not something that the Spirit's going to work out, that's something I've got to fix, that's something John and I have got to fix. But actually, that tension around fixing was really dissipated, and that was the Spirit. And I think issues that we have been struggling with for a long, long period of time, that we put in the box of God not fixing, we need to bring to you. And it's that promise today that I want us to have that expectation. And I want us to think about the signs and wonders that we've experienced. And maybe I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart, and I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. You know, are we thinking about how we're telling of the Lord's wonderful deeds in our lives? And I don't know if anybody was here last week and anyone heard Polly's talk, and that really sat with me this week when I was thinking of it. And she gave us a challenge of how we're sharing the gospel. And I want maybe for us to think about this being an example. How we share with each one of ourselves within this room and outside this room about how we're telling what's wonderful things in our lives. Okay, where are we? Hit it.
Who am I that you are mindful of me? That you feel me when I'm grown? Is it true that you are thinking of me, that you love me? It's amazing, I'm a friend of God.
Well, no, we ought to do that under your mask, wouldn't you? You can do a walk with something in the throat. Okay, here we go.
I'm a friend of God. Oh, I'm a friend of God. Oh, I'm a friend of God. You got to be friends. I'm a friend of God, I'm a friend of God, I'm a friend of God, because we friends. Who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I'm gone? Is it true that you are thinking of me, that you love me? It's amazing, I'm a friend of God, I'm a friend of God, I'm a friend of God, because we friends. I'm a friend of God, I'm a friend of God, I'm a friend of God, because we friends. God Almighty, Lord glory, you have called me friend. I'm a friend of God, I'm a friend of God, I'm a friend of God, call me friend.
Okay, I know this is one of Max's favourite songs, so it's just for Max, because it's I don't like this song, it's a Max house.
Come set your old man friend, if thou art uncertain, in grief and us we pray, I'm glad although we are made. Come set a heart to play with all life wild, it's our very soul. Holy Spirit, come, you may us now. Your kingdom come, reaching the near and far. the force of earth can strut. Your beauty can be hard. You make for us the fullness of when the kingdom seed in us, fill us with the strength and love of Christ. We are your death. We are the hope. Build your kingdom here, let the darkness be. Show your mighty hand, heal our streets and land. Set your church on fire, win this nation's hand. Make the atmosphere, build your kingdom here, we pray.
Together and then we'll enter into our
garden.
Heavenly Father, Holy Spirit, we welcome you here. We expect you here. You are our Lord and our Savior. We recognize the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And we look forward to meeting with the Holy Spirit this morning in a powerful and new way. In your name. So I'm going to do the white bits, you're going to do the yellow bits. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your people.
And you will
the fire of God. All who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God and fellow heirs of Christ.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your people.
Renew the face of your creation, Lord. Pour on us the gifts of your Spirit and kindle in us
the fire of your love.
The creation waits with eager longing for the glorious liberty of the children of God.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your people and kindle in us the fire of your love.
First reading. It's on page 1093, Acts chapter 2, verses 1-20. My former dear Phyllis, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven. Chapter 2, the Holy Spirit and the Pentecost. The day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like a blowing whistle, a violent wind, came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard the sound, the crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in their own native language?" Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in their own tongues. Amazed and perplexed, they ask one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said they had too much wine. So Peter then addresses the crowd. Then Peter stood up with 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 a.m. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below. Blood and fire, billows of smoke. The sun will be turned in darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So the second reading is John chapter 15, page 103. In the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you.
When the Counselor comes, who I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. And you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. All this I have told you so that you will not go astray. They will put you out of the synagogue. In fact, a time is coming when anyone who kills you will think he is offering a service to God. They will do such things because they have not known the Father or me. I have told you this so that when the time comes, you will remember that I warned you. I did not tell you this at first because I was with you. The work of the Holy Spirit, now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asked, where are you going? Because I have said these things, you are filled with grief. But I tell you this truth, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the counsel will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt and will go on to sin and righteousness and judgment. In regard to sin, because men do not believe me. In regard to righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And in regard to judgment, because the prince of the world now stands condemned. I have much to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he fears. Sorry, he will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said, the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
If you were going to have our talk now about Peter, I'm just going to pray for Peter. And if Peter are allowed, I'm going to lay my hand on him. Father God, thank you for the many gifts that you have blessed this church with. And Father, we pray that you fill Peter with your spirit now so that he knows the words that he has spoken straight from you. In your name, Lord, Amen.
I wonder if any of you have ever run out of petrol. Anyone confess to doing that? I have to say, I've never run out of petrol. Not because I'm really, really organised and keep my eye on the fuel. It's just I would die of embarrassment if the AA man turned up and found out all I'd done was just forgot to put petrol in the car. I just dread the withering look. The same withering look that I received when I went into Caution a couple of years ago to take my watch to have a new battery. So we just moved into Caution. I went into the shop. I said, my battery's ran. Can I have a new battery, please? And the woman in the shop sort of took my watch and looked at it, and she just gave me the most withering look. She said, do you do a responsible job? I said, oh, I do. That's amazing. You can, you know, tell that from the watch. And she said, no, she said, we often find this happens. She said, this isn't automatic. It doesn't take batteries. If you look at the back where you can see clearly the inside of the watch, there is no battery. I felt such a fool. The withering look. So I've never run out of petrol. I'm going to take us away from empty fuel tanks and from batteries that have run out, back to that passage that Peter read to us. The passage piece that everybody dreads, it's got all those names in, hasn't it? Of people from all the known world coming together. And I want you to just enter this morning, just a little bit, into the lives of the first disciples. And remember where they'd been for 3 years before they all gathered on that Pentecost morning. So for 3 years, they had been running on a full tank of spiritual fuel, if you like. Because they'd been with Jesus every day. They'd seen him do miracles. They'd heard him speak words that were life-changing. They'd seen healings. They'd seen incredible feedings of thousands. And then came Holy Week. And during that week, their spiritual fuel tank just emptied day by day. Until we get to Good Friday, where they're absolutely hitting their worst. And over the next 3 days, they are literally running on empty. They don't know what's going on because they've forgotten the words that Jesus had said to them. And then we get to Easter morning. Wow! Suddenly Jesus is there again, and the old spiritual fuel tank, it's back where it should have been, back on full. And I've just lost my microphone, so I'll try and put it back on. So we've got to Easter. And then we get 6 weeks of absolutely being on full blast. Do you know, they're seeing Jesus again. Okay, he comes and goes, but they're being really, really enthused until Ascension Day. And then they say goodbye to Jesus. Wonder what they thought. Now, clearly, in our reading this morning from John, we were told, Jesus said to them, you know, I've got to go so someone better can come. But they forgot that, and they were on empty again. Stay in Jerusalem and wait, Jesus said in the Ascension. But for them, waiting was really, really difficult. But you know, what's really quite interesting is if you took the Bible and you read, actually the passage that you nearly read to us from chapter 1, the bit before Pentecost, we find the disciples gathering, and what they decide to do is, because Judas had killed himself, they thought we'd better get an extra, we'd better get a replacement. So they cast lots between themselves to see who's going to be Judas's replacement. Why on earth did they do that? What a ridiculous thing to do. But do you know what? When we're running on empty, when we are just relying on our own strength, do you know, sometimes we need to do something, don't we? Have you ever been in that situation where you're waiting for something or you don't know what's going on? You don't know what to do, you've just got to do something. And that's where the disciples were at. And perhaps we shouldn't be too hard on them, because they didn't at that time have the Holy Spirit. But we do. And all of this brings us to where they were at Pentecost. And they gathered all together. They'd seen Jesus go away. They were waiting. And suddenly their spiritual fuel tanks were filled as they never were before, with this incredible power and presence of God in that upper room. Now Luke, who has written Acts, wasn't there in the upper room. So the information that he has got to be able to write to us in Acts comes from eyewitnesses. He spoke to the apostles and said, so what was it like? What was it like when the Holy Spirit came? And it was clearly an incredible experience. So incredible that they find it hard to describe. They say it was like the sound of a wind. It was audible. The experience was audible. It was like a rushing wind. And it was definitely visible. It was what seemed to be tongues of flame. I don't know whether it was actual tongues of flame, but they said it seemed to be whatever it was this audible, visual experience of God. And whatever it actually was life-changing. Because they went out and they were able, in the power of the Spirit, to preach, to tell people about Jesus with real authority. Can you imagine what it was like? I was trying to think this week, what must it have been like to be so filled that you were sent out in the power of the Spirit? And it was a pivotal moment in the history of our faith. Because never again do Christians need to be running on empty. Do you know, the Holy Spirit's power is available every day, every minute, for every one of us. It was a pivotal moment. And that moment had been foretold centuries before by the prophet Joel. We're told that when Peter preached, he was saying, we're not drunk. This is odd, but you know, this was foretold years ago. Quotes from Joel, it says this in our scriptures. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. I realize I've become a dreamer, not visionary, in the last year. But there we go. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. On this Pentecost Sunday 2021, I've got a simple question for you. Are you running on empty this morning? Be honest with yourself. I don't need to tell you that this year has been the worst year in living memory. I've been a Christian for over 35 years. I've never known a time. I couldn't conceive of a time when churches would close or when singing praises to God would be forbidden. I couldn't imagine what it would be like. But we've been deprived of fellowship. Worship in the way that we would want. We've been deprived of laying hands on each other, praying for each other. And it would be so easy for us, and quite understandable, to have become disconnected with God. Some of us have been ill. Some of us have lost loved ones. We've missed filling up at the heavenly service station. And so our fuel gauge, our spiritual fuel gauge, is on E. Possibly it might not be on E. I wonder if it's not on F either. If that's you this morning, then there's some good news. When Jesus was speaking to the disciples, he said this. He said, "So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. Those who knock at the door will be opened. If you then, though you're evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will our Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" How much more will God the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Never again lead Christians be far from the heavenly petrol station. Never do we need to run on empty. All we need to do is ask. God is offering us a gift this morning to be filled again with his Holy Spirit. And Max and I are going to facilitate a response for those of you who feel moved to come and do that. I brought with me some olive oil, which is an Old Testament sign of the filling of the Holy Spirit. You might remember, if you know, remember the Old Testament, David was anointed with oil as a sign that God had blessed him with the Holy Spirit. Actually, our queen on her coronation day was anointed with oil, that she too was given the Spirit for the task ahead of her. And this moment for her was so holy, so special, that it wanted to be filled. Because for her, it was a sacred moment. And we're offering this morning a sacred moment to come and to receive. Max and I have got some oil. We've got some Q-tips, they're all COVID compliant. We would ask, in a few moments, we're just going to play some quiet music. And then we just invite you, if you want to come and to receive. We're going to say a simple prayer. We're just going to say, "Come, Holy Spirit." And if perhaps you open your hands and you say, "Come, Holy Spirit," that makes it your prayer. And then you don't have to linger long at the front. We're not going to pray all prayers. We're just going to do that simple act of asking God to fill us. And then what I suggest is you just go back to your seat and you continue to say, "Come, Holy Spirit." Now, we may not hear what sounds like a rushing wind. We might. We may not see what looks like tongues of fire surrounding one another. But what we can be assured of, what Fleur said to us at the beginning of our service, is that when we ask, God turns up. When we come seeking, God finds us. So, are you running on empty this morning? Come, ask, receive, come unto me. Thank you.
Reaches beyond the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains, your justice like the ocean depths. You care for people and animals alike, O Lord. How precious is your unfailing love, O God. All humanity finds shelter in the shadow of your wings. You feed them from the abundance of your own house, letting them drink from your river of delights. You are the fountain of life, the light by which we see. Pour out your unfailing love on those who love you. Give justice to those of honest hearts.
Dear Father, thank you that you promise that if we draw near to you, you will draw near to us. Lord, we lift up our country to you, the thoughts and plans of those in authority. Thank you that if we commit our ways to you and trust you, you will help us. We pray that our government will commit their ways to you, Father. Help our national and local government to make good plans for their people. We pray for resources to be put where needed. Deliver our government from seeking self-gratification. Empower those in our government who know and follow you. Turn this nation back to you, O God. May our healthcare system reflect the love that you have for all. And our education system be one that educates all children equally, caring for their body, mind, and soul. Thank you that you are a mighty God, and with you all things are possible. Raise up godly men and women to serve in strategic positions in our country. Thank you, dear Father. We pray for the world and the many problems it faces. Lord, we pray for climate change. Please help the rulers of our world to come to right and proper agreement to stop the ongoing damage that is being caused by greed, apathy, and ignorance. Lord, we cry out to you, your kingdom come, your will be done. We send rain to those countries where they are desperate for it and their crops may fail. We pray for the unrest in Israel. Please bring peace. We pray for an end to the ill treatment of the Palestinian people that has helped to cause this outbreak of violence. Show the leadership in Israel how to move forward for the sake of all. Thank you that you make a way where there seems to be no way. We lift up the problem of the ongoing COVID pandemic to you, dear Father. We pray that sensible safety measures will be put in place around the world. We especially pray for India, protect their medical staff. We pray for generosity from those countries who are in a position to help India. We pray for those who live in Winchfield Crescent. Bless them this week, their family life, marriages, children, old people, and vulnerable. May they see the goodness of our God. We pray that you would please meet the needs of all those who are on our parish newsletter requesting prayer. We lift up the concerns of our hearts to you, dear God. Please bless Max and Susan. Thank you for them. We pray for the mission of our dedicated churches. Please bring fruit and may we grow in you. We also pray for the Diocese of Portsmouth as they look for a new bishop. We pray that the next bishop will be your choice for Portsmouth and the surrounding area. We thank you that you hear us when we pray. And we will ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Gospel. Thank you for those prayers. I just wanted to make it really, really clear that the anointing is not a one-time deal. It's not a kind of an opportunity that when it's gone, you don't get it back. The anointing is available for us every day. And there's that passage of text that says, every morning your blessings are in you. And that's so true. And I think, let us not go from Sunday to Sunday experiencing the Holy Spirit, but let us take opportunity to fulfill the promises that God gave us. Actually, that Holy Spirit can be with us at whatever time. I think there are things that maybe in our heads we say are okay to pray for. A and there are things that maybe we don't give over to God. But that anointing is an opportunity to give our whole selves over, to recognize when Peter says, when we're in trouble, we don't have to continue on our own. And I think we can take it back one step further and say we're always empty without the Holy Spirit. Our lives are nothing if not filled with God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And that's the power of the Trinity. So my prayer this week for you all is to recognize that you have that opportunity, but more than that, to expect it, to demand it, to understand that as a child of God, you deserve to be filled by the Holy Spirit, and you deserve to give your worries and your concerns over to God, and you should expect that those worries and concerns be met by our Father in the way that we would meet the concerns of our own children. And we are going to finish with a song, Holy Redeemer, and then we have a blessing after.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.